Hello, you're the 1 o'clock, right? Follow me to my office. Yes, you're in the right place. I'll be your therapist for today. I'll explain once we come in my office. Go ahead and sit down. I can tell by that look on your face that you're confused. That makes perfect sense. I'm not your usual therapist. Actually, your usual therapist, there's no reason to be beating around the bush, so I'll just tell you. She's been fired. Our supervisors have been checking her work, and a lot of her practices were extremely unethical. Especially with you, sir. The way she manipulated you into putting yourself down, making you feel like the very bottom of the food chain is where you belong, making you feel like you deserve to be depressed. And basically making you a cuckold were extremely unethical, to say the least. No therapist should ever do that. Us therapists are to bring people up and to help them with their self-esteem and their life, not make it worse. The last therapist you had was vehemently bad for you and your well-being, and that's why she was not only fired, but she lost her therapist license as well. So, why don't you tell me in your own words what you two talked about? I see. So, your girlfriend fucked other guys and even had a gangbang in front of you. How did that make you feel? Okay, let me rephrase. How did that make you feel before your last therapist told you to accept it? I see. And your last therapist told you to accept the fact that you're a loser and you could never satisfy a girl, even your own girlfriend. Am I understanding that correctly? Okay. Those are some very toxic things she's been telling you. Sounds like to me, she's been conditioning you, and not in a good way either. The things she's been telling you are very unhealthy to believe. And just so you can have a better understanding, that therapist was having problems of her own. She was unhappy with her marriage and doesn't have the balls. Sorry, it was unprofessional of me to say balls. What I meant to say is that she didn't have the guts to just get a divorce and end an unhappy marriage. So she turned to cheating fetishes and cuckolding fetishes to cope, especially with people who are supposed to be trusting and caring people. She is the wife in her relationship, so of course, she's supposed to be trusting and caring. So she tried to create a world where everyone who's supposed to be trusting and caring to be the ones to be degrading and make the trustee feel like a worthless piece of shit. And any therapist who tells her client that he has to pimp out his own girlfriend or wife 'cause he can't satisfy her has some serious issues. Sadly, because of her unethical practices, you are very damaged. Hey, stop that talk. That's the unethical therapist talking. And you know what? The average penis size is actually 7 inches. You are only 1 inch smaller than the average man. You do know what average means, right? It means the majority. You're close to the size of the majority of men. Listen to me. You deserve to be loved. You are enough. Because the damage is so bad from the conditioning of multiple sessions with a horrible therapist, I'd like to try an intense therapy session with you. We only offer this when the emotional and/or mental trauma is bad. Are you open to this type of therapy? I would need your consent to do this. It's a hypnosis session. It basically lets me get to the root of your thoughts faster. You don't feel like you need to change? Well, that's why I want to hypnotize you, so I can know how you really feel, not some fake answer that was implemented in your brain. Well, if you don't believe hypnosis works, then you have nothing to worry about, do you? Okay, so just sign these consent forms here. All right, thank you for that, sir. Now, let's get started. Sit back in the chair, relax your mind, keep your eyes open. I'll just take my pocket watch out. I'll open it to reveal the hypnotic swirl. And right to the left. That's good. Keep following it with your eyes. You're getting very sleepy. You're getting very, very sleepy. Yes, that's it. I see. You're getting very sleepy. I can see it in your eyes. But try the best you can to stay awake. Keep following my pocket watch. During this hypnotic trance, you'll be very receptive to my words. Now, tell me your name, sir. Okay, do you find me attractive? I see. Well, I'm flattered. How do you really feel about your girlfriend fucking other guys and telling you that you're pathetic because you have a small dick and can't satisfy her? It's okay. Let it out. I knew it. You don't like it. Well, those other guys don't care about her. She's just fuck meat to them. And once a hotter girl comes along, they're gonna just drop her like a hot potato. Now listen to my voice. Hear my words well. You are enough. I'll go ahead and repeat it. You are enough. You deserve to be loved. Let me just take my chair and put it behind you. Your girlfriend fucked all those guys, didn't she? And she didn't care about how it make you feel, did she? And you find me attractive, right? So, do you think maybe you deserve to have some fun too? You know, let's erase that horrible therapist you had last time from your memory. When I snap my fingers, you're gonna forget every memory you have of that therapist. You'll forget her name, size of her tits, everything she's ever said, and even what she looks like. 3, 2, 1. Sir, what's the name of your last therapist? Perfect. Hypnotherapy is definitely working. Do you want me to give you a hand job? Yes? Okay. Let's unzip those pants with that dick out. Oh, it's already erect. It looks amazing. All 6 inches of it. Now, let me reach around your waist and from behind you. Your penis feels so good in my hand. You like that, baby? When your hot therapist strokes your cock. Now tell me, what would it be like if you didn't have your girlfriend anymore? What would that type of life look like? Imagine your life without her. What would that look like? I agree. Less pain. Yes, less sadness. Yes, more happiness. Now, let me scoot up closer so I can rest my tits on your back. That's better. Does it feel good when I continue to stroke your dick? Feels better every second. Nice. That's lovely to hear. I love feeling my hand wrap around your hard cock, too. While I continue to stroke your dick, I want you to repeat after me, okay? I am enough. I deserve love. I will have respect for myself. Everyone should respect my boundaries. I'm perfect just the way I am. Very good. You're doing a very great job. You're starting to breathe hard, and your legs are starting to move. You're ready, aren't you? Ready to come? You're about to come. Yeah, let me stroke you a bit faster now to help you come good. Yeah, you like that? It feels good with your own therapist jerking you off like this, doesn't it? Yeah, tell me, does it feel good? Yes, tell me it feels good. You're so close. I'm gonna make you explode all over my hand. Be a good client and come for me. Enjoy the sensation of my soft hand. Enjoy my tits pressed against your back while I jack you off. Yes, that's it. That's it. Yes. Yes, do it. Yes, you did it. You got cum all over my hand. You're such a good client. Let me lick your cum off my hand. Oh. Your cum is delicious. Do you feel less stressed now? Good, that's great. Okay, now there's a few things I want you to do. I want you to go to your bank, withdraw all the money from your joint account with your girlfriend, then make a new account in a different bank and put that account only under your name. That account will just be for you. You will not give anyone access to that account. Then tell the landlord of your apartment you're moving out. Yes, move out and let your girlfriend pay for the apartment. Find yourself an apartment or other place to live. Make sure it's at the opposite end of town as your girlfriend or the next town over. That way you can be away from her and still see me for sessions. Don't worry about your girlfriend. With all the guys she's been fucking, surely one or more of them could help her pay the rent. If not, then that's her own fault for the choices she made. Dump your girlfriend and send a text to all of your friends and her friends that you dumped her. That way everyone knows you broke up with her and she can't still continue to have everyone thinking you're her boyfriend. And everyone will know that she is no longer your responsibility. Zip up your pants. Okay. Now, get ready to be out of your hypnosis state. When I clap my hands, you'll awaken from your trance. You'll think my suggestion of dumping your girlfriend, making a new solo bank account, and moving out were your ideas that you thought of. Also, you feel refreshed and you'll feel you deserve to be happy. In 3, 2, 1. The hypnosis session is done. How do you feel? Refreshed? That's great. Before we wrap things up, do you have any plans this week? You're right, you were in a toxic relationship. Yeah, you should totally move out of your apartment with the money you're not paying for the apartment. You could totally get a different one. Well, you look so much happier already. When I first saw you before the session, you looked really miserable. What's worse is that you didn't even seem to know it. But now, you look like a bag of sunshine. I'm so glad to see you have made such amazing progress in just one session. I want to see you in 2 weeks for a follow-up, okay? Sounds good. Okay. Awesome.